I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is, boy. Now, we're on unequal footing here.
Okay.
Since 19...
Aren't we usually?
Yes.
In one way or another.
Yes. Since 1977, I have been watching Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I think I've gone through 8 iterations, whatever you call the sequence,
yeah,
and all that. And I know you are a skeptic of the new one, and I thought we might talk about that today. This is the Last Jedi, is it?
Yeah. I'm kind of, you know, I grew up with those movies. See, it's interesting because we were both obviously around for the release of those films. You were older, right? So you were able to kind of step back from it a little bit,
okay.
I'm assuming, and sort of watch the cultural phenomenon,
yes,
happen.
Yeah.
Whereas I wasn't aware as a child that there was a cultural phenomenon afoot. I just really connected, like many children of that age and time did, with that story and with those characters and with that adventure and the way it, you know, kind of rolled out until Lucas made the prequels. And then I think we learned our lesson, you know, maybe this is something we should leave well enough alone, right? But we couldn't, as a culture, leave it alone.
Why? How does this connect?
It's science fiction that's sort of dumbed down the sci-fi part of it.
Okay.
It's adventure. It's this timeless hero's quest, right? It's good versus evil. I think something as simple as the lightsaber is such a brilliant idea. A sword that's made of laser beam. It's such a brilliant idea. Like, those bits and pieces of it.
And CP3O and R2-D2,
you know,
are so...
the creatures all inhabiting all the different corners of the universe.
One of the things that really always interested me is how endearing they made those little mechanical objects.
Yeah, the series of clicks and whirs and beeps that R2-D2 or the or BB-8 emits. And then a character understands what he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
When Han Solo, played by Harrison Ford, would understand Chewbacca, and to Han Solo, that's language, and he understands it. Those little things.
Don't you think also the choice of actors, in the case of Harrison Ford, and in the case of Oscar Isaac as Poe, and this recent one, who is clearly the knockoff of Harrison Ford, it doesn't fill it out as well as Ford did.
Right.
Princess Leia, I still like her. She's old, she's about ready to die.
Yeah.
She's still imposing.
Yeah. I always enjoy seeing these movies.
Okay.
The best part of it is when the lights go down, and it fades, and the blue text comes up that says, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and then the music kicks in, and the scroll comes up the screen. That is the best moment any Star Wars film, because once the scroll ends, it's all downhill from there. Because it can never really recapture that. And am I just nostalgic for certain things? Are these movies really just not good? What is good about them? How am I responding to them? It puts me in this weird headspace. Then I'm in a constant war with my critical mind. Well, this is stupid. This character wouldn't do that. This character wouldn't do this. Do they even understand what's going on here? Should they be beholden to the 11-year-old me? I had problems with the recent film, mainly because of the way the character of Luke Skywalker was treated. Did not seem to me in keeping with who I felt, the 11-year-old in me, who that character would be now, these many years later. And subsequently, Mark Hamill himself had come out. He too was disappointed in the way the character was portrayed.
I just don't agree with either one of you. He has progressed as a man who gets older and reflects, make his choice to try to stay away on his island like Prospero and be the king. He had progressed rather nicely as a character. And
I love the performance. I guess what it comes down to is this reluctance of him to get off of the island. Ultimately, he does not leave the island. He's not actually engaged in these really awesome battles.
Yes.
They're just figments of his imagination. They're virtual reality.
Sure. But don't you think it could be acceptable to an 11-year-old who might even see it as real?
You're getting at what's really sticking in my craw. If I knew back in 1977 when I was 11 that the hero I was idolizing wasn't actually doing the things I thought he was doing, I would be heartbroken, and I wouldn't think he was a hero.
I'm pleased with this iteration of Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's still exhilarating an experience.
Listen, you know, some people will take issue with everything I've said. I did enjoy the film.
All I can say is, may the Force always be with us. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.